With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Host Larry Bluestein on 560 WQAM.
And that is us on a beautiful Tuesday evening here in South Florida. Welcome you in up until 9 o'clock. And if you are a recruiting high school football fan, you will want to stay around with us up until 9. And we have a tremendous guest list. Every week we bring in the best of the best, whether they're players, coaches, or analysts. We have them for you. And certainly this is the time of year if you're interested in that, and a lot of people in South Florida throughout the entire state of Florida are certainly into that. And before we get going, I'm sure I share this with everybody, our prayers with everybody in up in the Panhandle in the Big Bend area. Going to be a tough next couple of days, next couple of weeks for them. So our prayers definitely with them, especially here in South Florida. We know the drill all too well, and certainly as we said, and there's a lot of guys that we, a lot of coaches and a lot of players that we see throughout the course of the year from the Panhandle area. So, as I said, our prayers, our thoughts are with them and their families at this tough time. But as we said, this evening we are here with you up until 9, and the probably the theme of this week are big games once again. In Broward County, it may not come probably over the last couple of years when you talk about just the sheer competitiveness of the games, American Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons. The last they met, overtimes, unbelievable game. I happened to be very fortunate to be there. While we look in Dade County, and like I said, there's a lot of games, but one of the focal points is Carroll City. They've shown over the first six games of the season that they're as good as anybody that we have in this state. Can't say for other places in the country, but certainly you would have to go a long way with the teams that they played. Yeah, they have to play their conference games, but when you beat a team that everybody's talking about as a team that could get to the 8A finals in Southridge, and you beat them 50-0, or you run the clock on a Columbus team that may not lose the rest of the season, or you beat American Heritage in the second half pretty handily. I mean, this is a good program, and certainly they're going to get their first test of the local powers, Northwestern, this week. Should be very interesting to check that out. As we see the point standings, and if either you're new to it or you haven't been around for a while, the state of Florida now bases what you do during the course of the year on points. So if you play a tougher opponent, you get more points when you win. So that's how they decided. Unless you're a district champion, then you automatically qualify. You could have less points than any of the teams. You'll be a four seed, and then the rest of the region is filled out. So this is the time where a lot of these programs are looking to win every game. It doesn't matter who they play, because they need the points to at least put themselves in the highest seed possible. One of those teams, and we'll talk to head coach Adam Rakovich from Western, that he is one of the teams, a focal point, that's looking for a top four seed. They have a huge game this week against Plantation at home. Plantation, a top 10 area team. Western, after losing early in the season, has just climbed back in it and showing what they were last year as well, playing on all cylinders. We'll talk to Coach Rakovich about 8:45. At 8:30, our buddy Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports and the Hurricanes was at the game over the weekend, had an opportunity to see him at the FSU-Miami game, and he'll break down all the kids that were there and some of the guys that may be flip-flopping between the two schools or whatever. We'll talk to him about 8:30. One of the teams in South Florida that has really taken everybody by surprise, Miami Christian. They're undefeated. They're 6-0, and right now sitting at the top of the 2A regional rankings. Head coach Nick Turnbull, who played his football down in South Florida as well as in the NFL, he'll join us about 8:20. But we start things off with the focal point game this week, a rivalry that has really become a rivalry. Cardinal Gibbons, American Heritage, and certainly the last game played is one of the top 10 that I've seen in a long time that I've been covering it. It went back and forth, and Cardinal Gibbons loses out in that fifth overtime. But during that game, you watch Vincent Davis, and this is a kid who just highly regarded in every way as a running back. This young man took that offense on his shoulders and just tried to get them to the promised land. He did what he could do. A tough loss for him, tough loss for the team. But now he comes back as a senior. He's committed to the University of Pittsburgh. It's a new season. He joins us this evening. Vincent, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You know, when we had you on earlier, I didn't want to relive any of that. But it's time to, because this is where you, the guy who took that offense last year, and, you know, you could see in your eyes, put him on my shoulders, I want this game. I want this game bad. And you gave everything and anything. Everyone who watched you, whether it was on TV, whether on video, live, said the same thing. Premier back, step to the front. What's going to take this year, Vincent? What is it going to take this year for you guys to come out on top?
Well, now we know what we need to do. We just have to come to the game with a different approach.
Approach not to take it in the five overtimes? I mean, what kind of approach do you take? I mean, you're both the heavyweights in the area, great talent, well-coached. What kind of different avenue do you use this time? I mean, do you become a more balanced team? Do you do things differently defense? What would change up what went on during that game where you guys were out to a pretty good lead?
Well, we just want to knock them off the pivot and then just keep going. Don't slow down, don't let up on them, and just keep what we're doing what
right.
We're doing.
And we're talking about last year when you were out in front, what, 24-6, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
at about 21.
Yeah. So talk about that. I mean, so what did Cardinal Gibbons do last year? What did they do wrong last year? Because, I mean, I sat on the sideline and I saw you guys compete. I mean, I didn't see anybody let up. What do you bring to the table this time? Let's say you're up 21-21. What's to prevent that from happening again?
Everyone just has to be in the right place at the right time doing the job.
I mean, and you're talking about everybody, not just the defensive side of the ball, but the offensive guys, too. I mean, even though you guys scored 50-something points. But to you, everybody's a year older now. You're a year older. Nick Scalzo's a year older. A lot of the offensive linemen who were underclassmen last year are now seniors. So that makes a difference because now you've matured. As they say, as I'm making air quotes, you've matured. You've become that player that everybody said, hey, Vincent Davis, by the time he's a senior, is going to be like this. What have you learned over the last year?
Well, Coach DeBuck just let us know. Be a team, be the best at doing your job. And we just, that's what we have to do in order to be able to do what we have to do, accomplish what we have to accomplish.
Right.
If everyone's out there doing their own thing, having an individual personality, like, that's how we started off. But we were able to make changes, and we noticed and made changes to what we had to do.
Yeah.
And that's really what we have to do, just make sure everyone's doing their job. We can't be everywhere around the field. If you have to do this, you do what you have to do. And that'll solve everything.
Vincent Davis joining us, senior running back Cardinal Gibbons, on his way to University of Pittsburgh. I know the Panthers are excited about that, having a back of your caliber. I know a lot of the fans listening tonight are Panther fans. Talk about that, the decision to go to a school like that in a conference that we all know is extremely challenging, the ACC with Miami and with Clemson and all these other programs, Florida State starting their merge back again. What was exciting for you to go to that school?
The facilities are beautiful, and the NFL team plays next door.
Yeah,
the city is just—it's a city you love, and it's very adaptable. we're like, I'll be able to adapt to that change. I talk to my friend Quez almost every day.
Right.
He tells me, he gives me key points on what I need to do and what I need to do to perfect my craft and be able to get ready for him to come up there. So I think it really won't make a difference. It's just the temperature.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's cold for everybody, not just you, though. I mean, yeah, you know that everybody else is, especially the Florida guys, and they do pretty well up there. I mean, throughout the years, they've, you know, they just stay warm when you can, go out and kick butt and, you know, do what you can do. And it's a great, like you said, it's one of the best sports cities as far as where they have their stadiums and where they have their restaurants and everything. It's kind of like, you know, right across the river type stuff. And, yeah, you're right. It's a great place to be. Vincent, talk about, you know, what you're expecting, you know, from yourself this week and the rest of the season, because you guys got off to a start that, you know, when you look back at it, it wasn't a slow start. You look at Central, they're one of the best teams in the country. Milton, certainly maybe not a household name here, but if you check, that team kind of beats everybody pretty good. So what you're doing now is you guys have come together. This is the best kind of you've been playing. Talk about the team and how everybody's moods. Coach DeBuck said you had a really good day of practice yesterday. What's this week you hope going to be like for you?
I could just have to come, the mindset of come out and dominate, just do what I have to do. Tell myself what I want to do, what I want to achieve this week. Like this week, I'm trying to rush for 150 yards plus, and I have to get that in my mind, keep letting myself know that's what I want to do, so I'll be able to do it. Yeah. I'm speaking to the group.
Well, good stuff, man. Whatever happens, we'll be there. I don't think that it's going to be one of the classics again. Everybody doesn't understand that these are two of the best teams still, and well-coached teams, a lot of great talent on both sides. Well, I'll tell you, Vincent, here it is Tuesday, and I'm pumped up already. I can't wait till Friday night. Thanks a lot again. Best of luck. We'll see you out there on Friday.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Vincent Davis, Cardinal Gibbons, senior running back on his way to University of Pittsburgh. Good kid. And I'll tell you what, he could fly. And mad respect. I mean, you know that Coach Surtain and Heritage have a mad respect for that guy. Look at what he did last year against a premier defense of guys going everywhere. So you know. And, you know, it's one of those things. You get this talent. You get this backyard talent like this. And you have some exclusive players competing in it. Check the roster over the last 2-3 years, and you'll see what I'm saying. They're somewhere, and they're somewhere good. Huge show up until 9. Adam Rakovich will join us at 8:45 from Western. Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports talk a little bit Hurricanes, some of the recruits that were there on Saturday for that great game. It really was a great game. I know I saw Tito there, and during our pregame, it was good. It was a good time. And when we come back, one of the big surprises to a lot of people, Miami Christian off to a 6-0 start. They're undefeated. Head coach Nick Turnbull joins us next.
Radio.com.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. Tuesday evening, Larry Bluestein with you, Tito Banach, as we take you until 9 o'clock. And just to let you know, a little programming note, we'll be back with you on Monday of next week. I think maybe just a little bit early, maybe in the first... the second segment of the Hurricane Hotline, I'll come in there with Alex Dono, and also I believe DBJ will be there. So we're excited about that. We thank Vincent Davis from Cardinal Gibbons for joining us early on, and big game, as we said, a lot of big games. As we talk about one of the teams that all of a sudden this year, and you kind of knew it when you saw the coach and who he kind of surrounded himself with and what he knows about the game and the players that he started bringing in. But Miami Christian is soared out to an, I believe, a 6-0 undefeated start, and the author of that and one of the hardworking guys, Nick Turnbull, he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
Anytime. You know, I mean, we go way back to your playing days down here, and somebody who learned under a lot of really good coaches from the time you started playing the game, and kind of learned quite a bit from everybody you've been associated with. Talk about that and how it's made you a better coach and dealing with your players and your assistants.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I had I had coaches from all different backgrounds. I even had a coach that played lacrosse and never played football before. But he was a student of the game.
Yep.
So, you know, he did all the studying and translated all that towards me. When I was in college, I had guys that played at the University of Miami, former NFL players, that were coaching me and mentoring me. And through my whole career, I was lucky enough to have great coaches.
You've been a guy who has been a fierce competitor. I remember you in high school when you went to FIU as well. You were a guy that will outwork people. You're extremely, you're extremely hardworking. You maximize everything you have. When you have a person like that, because I always think of, from a baseball standpoint, having a Pete Rose who was a legendary guy who played everything a million miles an hour and did everything right. But there's a balance of watching a guy, watching kids develop, not to be you, but kind of have your principles. Do you coach like that? Because you know that the kids aren't going to do exactly what you do, but as long as they learn those type of principles and work ethic, are you fine with that?
Well, when I was playing, I always played with a chip on my shoulder, like I had something to prove.
Right.
Everywhere I went, there was always doubt everywhere. So basically, all the things I learned along the way, I try to teach that to the kids that I have now. The DB drills, for instance, that I do with my secondary is the same drills and same techniques that I did when I was in the NFL. So they're learning things that maybe not most high school kids are learning. I mean, I can't speak for other coaches what they do, but
sure,
as far as what we do, they're learning basically advanced techniques.
And you know what? And it goes a long way, because if you look at American Heritage, where there's a Pat Surtain or a St. Thomas, where there's a Sam Madison, or some of those teams that have those guys like yourself that played in the league, they teach in that manner because that's the only way that they know. And what a huge advantage. I mean, what a huge advantage, and I'm sure it's reflecting on your kids.
Right. It's a huge advantage, especially when you have kids that are willing to learn and want to learn and pay attention. They all want to succeed. Every single one of the kids I have, their goal, before they even come to Miami Christian, I ask them, what is your ultimate goal? And it's to go to college.
Right.
So I don't – the kids that I want to coach are the kids that have goals to go to college, whether it's Division I, Division III, NAIA, it doesn't matter. As long as they have that goal to get to the next level, then that's somebody that's going to be willing to listen to what you have to teach.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick Turnbull, head coach at Miami Christian, joining us. You guys got off to a surprising start, maybe surprising to us and some other people, but you kind of knew when I saw you during the summer when you guys were working out that you had something special. You had some kids,
right,
like you said, were athletic, but at the same time were open enough to listen to coaching, and that's extremely important. So that all has worked out for you. Talk about that, and then talk about some of the kids.
Right. Well, we have a very, very young team. I have two eighth graders that start on my team right now. And they're very coachable. They were very raw, which was kind of a benefit in a way, because now we could teach them how we want them to do certain things. And they don't have any type of bad habits or any habits at all, really.
Right.
Most of these kids, when they were in Optimus, it was get the ball and run. Or run a bomb, I'm going to throw it up in the air.
That's
so now,
true.
You know, we can teach them techniques from nothing, and they're picking it up very, very well. And, you know, one of the kids I'll point out is Jamari Ford.
Yes.
He's an eighth-grade running back, and that kid has so much potential.
Yeah, well, he's got some good bloodlines too, so that kind of helps him as well. But talk about him. I mean, you know, Johnny Ford's a little brother, and certainly has that type of speed. And if he gets that power like him, and he's got 3-4 years to do it like Johnny did, he's going to be the complete package.
Right. He's almost a full package. The first day I seen him, I thought he was a senior.
Wow.
So you know, he's not very tall, but if you look at him, he looks like he's been lifting weights for 20 years.
Yeah, he probably has.
he might have. But I didn't know what to really expect from him. I heard of the Fords, and you know, everyone's heard
sure,
of the Fords.
Sure.
Even you know, I heard of them from his dad. And to this day, I'll tease his dad and tell him, "Oh, Jamari's going to be better than you." And they're all so competitive that he doesn't think so.
Wow. Yeah, he's a talent. And you got to keep pinching yourself and say he's only in eighth grade, which is amazing. I mean, these kids are ready. I mean, were you this ready when you were in eighth grade?
If you would have asked me when I was in eighth grade, I was ready to go to the University of Miami.
Oh, well, I should know. I should know better, though.
But was I ready? I don't know. I mean, when I went to high school, I was a 4-year starter. I started as a freshman.
Sure.
But looking now, maybe in eighth grade, I probably wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah, it takes
but
a
ninth,
lot.
Ninth grade, I think I was pretty much ready.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Nick Turnbull joining us, head coach at Miami Christian. And, yeah, there has to be, and what I see, like when I used to watch like girls softball, they used to have 6th and 7th graders on the varsity girls softball team with girls who were seniors. You're talking about 12 and 13-year-olds with girls who were 17 and 18. I mean, to me, maybe from an athletic standpoint, it's kind of a stretch. But from, having a conversation, I mean, you're in two different worlds. So I can understand where, you know, Ford being an eighth grader, hanging out with seniors may be kind of a little different.
I mean, the most surprising thing to me, you know, all the other sports, I could see it happening more than football because no other sport has the physicality that football has.
Right.
So for an eighth grader to be able to go and tackle or hit a senior that's about to go and get a Division I scholarship and the eighth grader succeeding.
Crazy.
You know, that shows something.
Yeah, yeah. That's stuff that Joe Yerby and Dalvin Cook did when they got in. And you know, I mean, it's excellent kids making big-time plays because you look down here at the youth football, and it's as good as any. I mean, and by the time you're ready to go into high school, you know, there's no looking back. I mean, and that's the way it is. I mean, and you live that in every league. Nick, before we let you go, talk about what's ahead. And you guys right now are the number one seed in the South in 2A. If that keeps holding on, you guys have a legit shot, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal is to get to that final game. As long as we keep doing what we're doing and keep pushing forward and don't lose focus, you know, the kids know there's going to be a lot of side distractions, whether it's schoolwork or people talking that's not inside of our team. And, you know, luckily I put together an awesome coaching staff. You know, there's times where I could just send the kids with certain coaches and I don't have to babysit them. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, probably something special for you to do.
It's a stress reliever.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations so far. We'll stick right with you and see where it ends.
All right, I appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach. Nick Turnbull, head coach at Miami Christian, off to a 6-0 start, the number one team in the region. And I'll tell you what, wow. I mean, Champagnat, still the defending state champions. I mean, until they don't play anymore in the postseason. But right now, you got to give Miami Christian a lot of credit and Coach Nick Turnbull. So certainly exciting to follow how they do the rest of the season. I know they're pretty big favorites this week, but we'll follow them right into the playoffs as well. Last weekend, as we told you, big doings over at the Hard Rock. Miami, Florida State doesn't get any bigger, and I followed ever since I was a kid, so it's a long time. But this time it was very special. A lot of recruits on hand, not just local ones, statewide, from outside the area, and they had their eyes on both teams. And the guy who stays on top of this all the time, Andrew Ivins, and he does an awesome job, whether it's going to camps, combines, games, or to check out some of the guys who were at the event the other day. He joins us this evening. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's up, Lou? Thanks for having me, man.
Anytime. I know that you don't run out of things to say, so talk about the other night. I know that has to be what a great time it was for you to see all the high-level athletes in a setting like that in a game that came down to the wire.
Right. I mean, it's funny. I think at midway point of, I guess, halftime or that third quarter, I mean, there's probably a panic mode for Miami just because they had so many of the top guys that are on their board and not only in the 2019 cycle, but also underclassmen in the 2020 and 2021. But
right. They
pulled it out. I mean, the atmosphere was electric. I don't think you could – I mean, that place was rattling, I thought, after those turnovers. So it's always great to get guys in a winning locker room, especially when you take down your rival in a game where there was quite a few scuffles. So
yeah.
I think it was it could have played out any better for Miami. I mean, yeah, would a beat down like the Notre Dame game last year been good? Absolutely, but a win's a win in this, you know, in this essence.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Virginia Tech's one, you know, it's a very meaningful from the conference standpoint and, you know, for the Coastal standpoint. And certainly a Notre Dame is always good. But Florida State, that's your year in and year out guy. You know, that's the one that you have to, you know, not for the one or two guys you may compete with Notre Dame or Virginia Tech, but the 15 or 20 kids that you may, you know, lock horns with. So from that standpoint, what a vital game.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of my colleagues at Inside U had written this coming into the game. I mean, this is Miami's chance to kind of take control of the state. We've seen coaching changes at both Florida and Florida State recently. Miami has been the most consistent with Mark Richt. So Miami, they couldn't really afford to lose that game if they're going to be the top dog in the state. And I think they took a big step in that direction. I mean, they can go in living rooms in the next couple of months and tell guys, I mean, hey, we've taken down Florida State now. On the road, we've taken them down at home. We've ended those streaks, and we're going to go head-to-head with Florida next season. So I think it says a lot, and a lot of kids, you know, realize that.
You look at that game, as we're speaking with Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports, as you look at that game and look at some of the key players who made some of those outstanding plays, especially on defense, a lot of those guys may not be in the uniform next year, so it's so vital at this point to maybe show these guys a Nikosi Perry, how here he was 2 years ago in high school, and now look at stage he's on now. How vital is that? Because you know guys like Joe Jackson and we know that Willis for sure and a couple of other guys may be departing out. I mean, and rightfully so if they get the good, you know, good news that they're going to go higher. How does Miami keep this little train going? Because you're not picking up a Willis every year. And I'm not saying it's easy to do that because, you know, we got a guy who's already trained and ready to go for the final year. But you need players like him to get to that next level.
We knew coming into this cycle that recruiting cycle that defensive line was going to be a huge position of need. I mean, Miami had four official visitors in this week, and only one of them was on the defensive line. And J.J. Weaver, born in South Florida, he's now up in Kentucky.
Right.
But I think Miami, him having a chance to see those guys tee off on DeAndre Francois, I mean, he told me after the game, you know, it was awesome just getting a chance to see Joe Jackson do this. Miami tell me I could be that guy. I got to hang out with him in the locker room before and after. So I think that's how you keep this thing going. I mean, you got to recruit. Miami has no problem getting skilled talent, and that's just kind of the benefit of being down here in South Florida. I mean, heck, they host the top five defensive backs in the state of Florida, all on unofficials on Saturday. I mean, it's insane if you think about it. So
yeah.
they got to get the defensive linemen. Obviously, that's where it starts. So I think getting guys like J.J. Weaver at the game, Braylon Ingram at the game, Chris Vogel at the game, that's important. Are all of them going to play right away? I don't know. I mean, this time last year, I thought there was no shot Greg Russo was going to see the field. And,
sure.
You know, he was going to see it probably before he got injured. D. Wiggins, if you look on the other side of the ball, the wide receiver out of Miami Southbridge, I mean, if you had told me this time, you know, 8-12 months ago that he was going to be getting key targets against Florida State, I would have told you you're crazy. I would have thought it was Mark Pope. So I think Miami's doing a good job of going out and making some real good evaluations, and I think that's how they keep this thing rolling. Maybe a grad transfer here and there. I mean, Tito Ogundeji or however you say his last name on the defensive line. I mean, that's they can always do that for a plug and play, but it starts with recruiting these local guys and guys with ties to the area like J.J. Weaver.
You know, too, Andrew, when you take a look at this wide receiving core, it may be 2 years away from being top three, top four in the country. I mean, you look at every facet of it, from slot to the outside guys to receivers who are not receivers, but they run like them. And, I mean, you got the Langhams who have size and you know, I mean, somebody like a Cager. And the only thing about a Lawrence Cager is he needs to keep getting stronger. His success will always come when he can win those high balls, because if he has to get into a muscle out, you know, with a DB, he may not always win those. And I saw the one time that I think it was in one of the plays where they targeted him in the end zone, that happened and he got the ball wrestled from him. But the next time they put it up high enough, he came down with it. Guys like that are going to be so important, and that's how you sell your program, because you have your quarterback, you have marquee running backs, you know, for the next couple of years. Talk about that, too.
Right, you're right. You mentioned, I mean, Ron Dugans is still in the wide receivers room, obviously. They've lost Amon Richards,
sure.
You know, heard the whole time, but I don't really think they missed much of a beat. Sure, I mean, is he a guy who probably would have you needed against Florida State that would have made plays? Absolutely. But whether it's Jeff Thomas, I mean, you mentioned Lawrence Cager, Darrell Langham. I mean, Mark Pope's the guy who's a top 25 recruit in the country. He's not even really seen the field. I think Mark Richt said today there's a good chance he might actually play against Virginia just because Jeff Thomas is a little banged up. But if Miami keeps stacking these guys, a guy like Jaden Hazelwood, who was in the stands, the nation's number one wide receiver recruit, I mean, when he's sitting there and he's seeing a Brian Hightower on the field, like D. Wiggins, like I mentioned, a Brevin Jordan playing, I think that kind of hits home and resonates with him. I mean, Miami is telling these kids on the recruiting trail, hey, you know, if you come in here, you do your job, and Mark Richt trusts you, you're going to play. And we saw it on that that when it ended up being the game-winning drive when Nikosi hit Brevin Jordan. I think I saw some tweet out there. The three guys that were celebrating in the end zone were D. Wiggins, Brian Hightower, and
high school kids last year.
Yeah. And then the year before that, they said in the Notre Dame game when Trajan Bandy had that pick, the first three guys that celebrated in the end zone then was obviously Trajan Bandy, Amari Carter, and John Garvin. So
yeah.
I think Miami's doing a good job of restocking the talent, and these kids are buying in. They know there's a chance that they're going to play early. That's real appealing.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, if you show these guys that when you come in their living room and you say to them, hey, you know, you have a shot to play next year, that's just kind of like, okay, yeah, sure, coach. Everybody says that. But then all of a sudden you see it coming to fruition right in front of you with guys that you know. I mean, like you said, Trajan Bandy, all these guys played with or against him the year before, you know, in high school, and then here he is going for a pick six with a national audience. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Right. I mean, and I think that's the one thing about Coach Richt that he's been up front. He's been up front. He was up front with Georgia. A lot of the kids who, you know, were recruited there always told me that, you know, yeah, he told me I had a shot and, you know, it was up to me to do it. And he gives you every shot. And that's the one thing you can't ask for anything more of it. Andrew, again, thanks so much for taking the time. You do awesome, as everybody knows. 247 Sports, you guys doing – I run into Chris and the gang. You guys have it all covered and doing extremely well.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Blue. Thanks for having me on, man.
Okay, good stuff. Andrew Ivins joining us. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Tuesday evening. Head coach Adam Rakovich from Western, surging Western.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
With you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show, Tuesday evening edition. Larry Bluestein, Tito Benach, as we take you till 9 o'clock. Thanks so much to Nick Turnbull, the head coach at Miami Christian, and to Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports for joining us in our last segment. Now we turn our attention to 8A again, and very competitive top to bottom, especially in the two regions that will determine who goes to Orlando from South Florida. And we are really competitive, Dade County-wise, Broward County. But you look always, and last year, the number one seed, Miramar, no guarantee, gets knocked off right away by Park Vista. So that shows you the competitiveness, a team that a lot of people never thought. Atlantic made it all the way to the state finals before losing to Dr. Phillips. So you know what you're expecting, but certainly in one particular district, you know that you have Miramar and you have Plantation and Western, and all three of these schools have been battling it out the last couple of years. One of the programs that back on the swing after a kind of a sputter out of the gate, but then they've taken off a few new players added to the mix, but same coaching staff, very good coaching staff, and head coach Adam Rakovich of Western joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Blue, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Good, anytime. Big game. Now you come into the big games that will determine seeding. Obviously, the way you've played, you've qualified for the playoffs pretty much. Maybe a win or two more will solidify that. But you guys are looking after last year and advancing further than any team in school history had gone, and certainly – still fighting at the end, that you had a really good time this year to come back, do a lot of the same things, couple of new faces, but the core of this team and the coaching staff came back, and certainly you guys are starting to play that way. Talk about this as you head into a key home game against Plantation.
Hey, you know, this is what high school football in South Florida is all about, right? So, you know, Friday night in Davie's gonna be a great high school football game, a great atmosphere, and you know, Steve. Nobody does a better job than Steve Davis. That Plantation football team is dynamic, and that their defense is giving up like 9 points a game offensively. That run and attack and the wing T is dangerous, and they still do a good job on like some wing T teams of throwing the ball around. So,
sure,
we're. Definitely the underdog this week, but we've performed pretty darn well in the past several years in that underdog role.
Yeah,
and we're certainly not afraid to take on all comers.
And especially this year, the kids that you know were in new places this year. You had a lot of guys that weren't looked upon last year to be the leaders, but you needed them this year because you had a good graduation and a lot of kids went on to the next level. Talk about some of those kids who have stepped in and kind of gelled the way you thought they would, but it took maybe a couple weeks longer.
You know, Brian Miller, a young man that you picked out when he was a youngster. Right. I liked it. You liked him at a camp in like eighth grade. nobody does that like you do. We call him Brian the Killer Miller. He had an unbelievable game in our big win over Cypress last week, and he is really coming into his own. And you know, this the difference. The speed at the 8A level when you go from JV to varsity, even when you're a talented kid, and you know, figuring some of that stuff out. I mean, he's been huge. And then another young man who was a very good player for us last year but wasn't in a leadership role is Miles Wilson. Miles has been unbelievable. He's picking off balls all over the place, knocking people silly. But where he's had to step up with the graduation of Litzenberger and some of those guys that you know is
sure.
Miles has to be much more of a leader this year, whereas last year he wasn't in that type of role at all. Miles has certainly had a great year. And then Patrick Grillo, our center, Kentucky, is a program kid that's done a phenomenal job. And he stepped in he played for me last year, but he played tight end, guard, did some other things. And he stepped in for a 3-year starter we had at center. And, you know, the center in our offense, like a lot of offenses, makes all the line calls, does all those things. And he's really one of those Davy Strong guys that gets it. And playing next to him, Ricky Williams was one of the only sophomores we had on varsity last year. He didn't get a lot of playing time, but he got baptized in fire going up against all those guys we had on defense.
Sure.
And he's a grown man in there. So, you know, those are a few of those guys. And then, you know, you add some of the other guys in the mix. Alan Crawford's having a tremendous year back. He just rushed for 206 yards on 15 carries last week.
He stays healthy. He'll play on Sundays. I'm telling you. This kid's at a different level, and people just don't know. But he's one of those guys that, you know, comes in. I mean, just because you get talent comes in doesn't mean that they're going to excel. You have a chemistry, and you guys have been very fortunate with some of the seniors that have come in on offense and defense, especially out of your quarterback, out of your running game. Talk about that, too, because I think that's essential that they're coming together right in time in week 8.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the good thing with Jesse in particular, Rivera, was the fact that, you know, he's a Davy guy. He grew up and played the Little League with most of our guys.
Sure.
So him and Gino, you know, they're, you know, the Patrick Grillo I was just mentioning, just lifelong friends. He's one of my offensive captains with Gino Sandor, our leading tackler. So, you know, the chemist, you don't usually have a senior transfer come in and be able to be a team captain and a leader, but that the uniqueness of the fact that they had played Little League and grown up with these guys, from that standpoint, it really helped us, you know, to gel. And then, you know, Alan's a tremendous
athlete and a great young man, and he's not a me guy. And you know, we're you know, very team oriented, and that's not just talk. You know, anybody that's been around us, you know, we play an unselfish style of ball, and even though he's racking up great numbers, you know, he came in and he bought into the culture, and he, you know, he loved being a part of what was going on. So to get that type of a talent and get him to buy in, and you know, that was extremely positive also.
Yeah, and you know what, as we're speaking with Adam Rakovich, head coach at Western High School, the opportunity that you've given all these kids, especially to become that family by bringing this Davy Strong and, you know, and using that as a rallying point. Plus, your booster club is really good. The parents get involved, and that's something that I go back so many years, but that used to be the core of a lot of these programs, the booster clubs, and how the parental involvement and how the community involvement. And you guys have that, and talk about that, because I think that those families and those parents who sacrifice a lot of their hours to, you know, for the betterment of that school and their kids and you should be recognized.
You know what, Blue, we had, you know, I mentioned Ricky Williams, the guard, and his mom's one of our booster club presidents. We had mom when they get breakfast when they win. It's a winners get breakfast thing. But we had moms up at 3 a.m. after we beat Cypress Bay, making trays and trays of pancakes for these guys to come in. And the kids that have been associated with the program, you know, they know what this is all about. But yeah, some of the guys that transfer in, they're baffled. They can't even believe the support. And it's top to bottom. It's in the school. It's the fact that we have an academic advisor that we pay solely to support football. You don't get those type of things in public school. And then, you know, some of the guys, you know, that were standing room only for the black and gold game, and it was spring.
We're
not even playing.
I was there. I remember.
The kids were like, what? And I was like, and I told them, I said, wait till we play Cypress or Cooper. Cypress or Cooper. You know, and that was the atmosphere the other night was unbelievable.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, there was, you know, thousands of people there, and it was rocking and rolling. And it's great. The community support is fantastic. The parents do a phenomenal job, and it's allowed us to do a lot of positive things. I mean, we built an offensive and defensive locker room. You know, the county came in and helped us, and, you know, like a lot of the schools, the weight room. So there, and then, you know, it starts with, you know, the principal, you know, Mr. Rojo, and our athletic director, Coach Hollis. You know, they're very supportive of, you know, Mr. Rojo is an academic first guy, but like, you know, a lot of people, he loves to win, and he loves, you know, a lot of the positive things that
why
are going
not?
On.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And then the other thing is, you know, the young men going off to college. We've sent quite a few young men away in the past few years, and that wasn't happening here before in those numbers. So, you know,
Good stuff. All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate it. Big game Friday night at home, Plantation, 7 o'clock out in at Davy Western High School. Certainly going to be entertaining. Good luck. Congratulations on everything that you guys have accomplished. And, you know, we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Blue. Thank you. And thanks for everything, like I always tell you, you do for these young men in South Florida. You're the best. And, anybody out there wants to see a great football game and be a part of a great atmosphere on Friday night, you know, come out to Davy, and there's going to be a heck of a show going on between us and Plantation.
Good stuff. Thanks, Coach. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tito, you could be at Tino at 8:57 if you want. Great show. Just a reminder, we're back with you next Monday, not Tuesday, so we're excited about that, and we'll be on a little bit early. Thanks to Vincent Davis, Cardinal Gibbons, Nick Turnbull from Miami Christian, Andrew Ivins from 247 Sports, and Adam Rakovich, and thanks so much, Tito.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.